Do you have that white stuff around here some mornings you get up and go out?
Frost.
Uh-huh. How about that that you'll get when the weather isn't particularly cold and just sort of drifts around and...
Fog.
Uh-huh. What would you call a long period of dry weather?
Drought.
And if the wind has been blowing gently and then it gets stronger and stronger and stronger, you say the wind is...
Yeah. Storm, you mean? Or?
Well, no, just the wind. Somebody says if the wind has been blowing, not very hard, and then pretty soon it's blowing harder, and then it's blowing harder and harder, and somebody says, what's that wind doing? You say it's... Or you might say, well, I believe the wind is...
Changing or blow. Huh. I don't know, just what to fill in there.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be a puff of wind or...
Well, it might be you don't have any particular term.
Well, just, I don't believe it do right there.
Just to describe the state of the wind where it's been blowing gently and then you think it's going to blow even harder.
A storm, you mean? It wouldn't be
no,
a storm.
Straight wind.
Don't
believe it. What would you say of the wind? Let's say the wind has been blowing pretty hard. Now it gets less and less and less. You say the wind is...
Calming down.
Uh-huh. How about rain, if it's been raining pretty hard and then it starts to rain less and less and less?
It's slowing up or slacking off.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned frost. In the winter you go down some morning when it's been pretty cold and you see the pond and...
It's froze over.
Uh-huh. What do you call the ice on that first forms?
Scum.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned some of the early houses here, the one down here on the corner.
That'd be a dugout.
Uh-huh. And the other one?
Well, there's sod houses, half dugouts. And I guess that would be... And sod busters are where the boards are straight up and down.
I asked you about fireplaces before. Do you have any special term for those metal things, the cast iron things or whatever they are that hold the logs?
No, I don't know what they'd be called.
And let's see, we talked about chairs and sofas and divans and things like this. What would you call these? What general term? Tables?
Old furniture.
Uh-huh. If somebody says, now tell me if you've heard this story, and he starts to tell a story and you know it and you say, all right,
I've heard it. Well, I usually won't, you just listen.
Yeah, I want to hear it again. Do you keep silage here?
You used to have three silos.
Upright?
Well, no, there was dug.
Uh-huh.
Something. Two of them was long, two of them was round holes, and the other one was a long trench.
Mm-hmm.
But we filled them up here a year or two ago. Jesse kept worrying about the kids getting in them, and so we filled them all mm-hmm. up and put it.
Oh, when I was a kid, an old lady fell in her covered septic tank one day, an old cesspool. Well, actually, it was an old outdoor toilet hole. They just put boards over the top. The poor old soul was out there one Sunday. And she fell down in it, and she was there about 2 hours before anybody heard her. If you're not certain about something, and somebody says, well, is that right? You say, well, I'm just
not sure about that.
And if, we got that one. We're just cleaning up the odds and ends now. Mm-hmm.